You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend besides get sick?
We got rekindled the love a little bit. It was our anniversary weekend, so
we have
a family member who is a frequent flyer up the hill there in Blackhawk, and she was able to get us a comp room and some meal vouchers and all that. So we had not been up to Blackhawk, and we were trying to figure out like 4 or 5 years. I'll say it. We're not big gamblers. That's not really our scene, but it was just a really nice little getaway. I'll give props to the Ameristar. It's a beautiful hotel. The rooms were very nice, and one of the best pieces of prime rib that I have probably ever had. Dinner was pretty damn epic up there.
Good.
Very tasty.
Did you gamble at all?
We did. I lost $250.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You gambled $250?
$250, yeah.
That's not like you at all.
At all. But you know what? We were having fun.
What got into you?
We had a DJ there. We were having drinks, and it was just a fun night out for us.
Well,
wait a minute. We did a little bit of gambling.
Was that all slot machines?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not a table games guy. It's too intimidating
for me. So you didn't play blackjack or anything?
You know, Nicole did actually really good. She lost money too, but we sat at the, like, they've got like a center bar area and the DJ was going and she put in $20 into video poker.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat at that bar. She played for 2.5 hours on $20.
Oh.
So she felt pretty good about what she accomplished. She's like, you know what? I had a good time for 2.5 hours and it didn't cost me a lot. So yeah, it was just a nice little romantic getaway. It was funny how many messages I was receiving on Instagram and Facebook from listeners who were actually like, hey, I saw you up here. Hey, I saw you. I saw you guys. Happy anniversary. And I replied back to all of them. I was like, you need to come by and say hi.
Say hi.
Every one of them said I didn't want to bug you, but I will reiterate that when we're out and about, I love it when people just stop by and say hi.
Well,
I want to meet you.
They didn't want to interrupt because you were draped all over your wife like a drooling fool.
Yeah,
so.
Yes, I was.
Good
so
for you.
It was really, really nice little week.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thanks.
And they said it wouldn't last. But
I know. Who are you, her dad? Yeah, 17 years, man. Still going.
You sure it's 17?
17 and it's 20 together. Yeah. Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, doop, boop, beep, bop, boop, boop, beep. You doing the math?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. That's great, man.
Yeah.
All right, so 17 years since I last danced. Okay.
That's right. That's right. I have video evidence of you dancing.
So I flew into Colorado on Saturday, and I'll be here all week. And in studio with Jer, and we've got our big, big happy hour that is coming up on Friday. More details on that, but you're invited to join us for happy hour this Friday. We'll be in the Central Park area of town, formerly known as Stapleton.
Yeah.
So hope you come see us. I'm emceeing an event tonight down in the Tech Center. It is the Colorado Authors Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, where 12 authors are being inducted into the Colorado Writers Hall of Fame. And I'm the MC. I've been the MC for each of those. So
that's cool.
Another one of the reasons. I've got a couple of big events that I'm doing this week. I got to tell you what was interesting to me, because you know that my heart is in Colorado, even though I don't live here anymore. I had to move because of sleep issues that are exacerbated by altitude. And it's so funny because I should know better, but I flew back in on Saturday and immediately got my car and drove down to the Springs, where I spent Saturday night down in Colorado Springs, was doing some work down there. And by Saturday evening, I'd say about 8 o'clock, I was in agony. The worst throbbing headache I have ever had, and started just feeling like my head was going to blow up. And I realized that I had not had very much water during the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I insist that it had to be altitude sickness. Me, having lived here for over 30 years and never once, you know, had altitude sickness.
Yeah.
But I move away for 4 years. And now when I come back, I got to be careful.
I guess it could be a thing, yeah.
And it just like wiped me out. And it didn't help that the hotel that I was staying at, just down below it, there was like a street party thing going on with a DJ. And it was... And that went until like 10:30. And then there's this funky noise in my room that sounded like, I don't know, a mechanical sound. And then, I kid you not, it sounded like a woman wailing in a way. A high-pitched sound.
Huh.
And it would last for
Did
2 minutes.
Did you look under the mattress?
Yeah. It would last for 2 minutes.
Okay.
And then
that's about right.
Happen every 50. Thank you. And then happen every 15 minutes. So every 15 minutes for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes was this mechanical sound and a high pitched.
Now, did you complain to the Broadmoor or
I wasn't not staying at the Broadmoor. I went to the Broadmoor, but I didn't stay there.
Okay, all right.
And what it turned out, and I'm kicking myself, I realized the next morning, yesterday morning, they have they're doing all sorts of remodeling and refurbishing of this hotel, and even the rooms are a little bit funky. Nice hotel, but it's being refurbished. And they had a little mini fridge, but it was a big size mini fridge.
Oh.
And they had it up on a counter, and I realized that's where it was coming from.
Sure is kicking onto cool.
I could have unplugged the damn thing.
Absolutely.
But instead, all night, with the screaming headache, and then that, and I was like,
oh. That sucks.
I was multiple times going to call and say, can you give me another room? But by then, I'd already, you know, unpacked everything. I had that horrible headache. I was just lying in bed trying to get over that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe it. I came back, and I got altitude sickness.
That sucks. It really sucks.
So I started pounding water as soon as I realized what happened. And by yesterday, like midday, everything was gone. I'm back to normal now.
But that's good.
I was like, I cannot believe it.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back.
So it does happen. Oh, and I slept like absolute dog crap.
Well, I tend to think it's a bit of, I wonder if it's in your head now when you come.
It's
setting yourself up.
No, I know you always say that, and you are very skeptical of the diagnosis that I got.
No, not at all.
But I'll put you in touch with my doctor, and he said, when you come back with this condition, you will not be able to sleep.
Because I wonder if you think about it before you come, like, oh, this is going to be a horrible week, and then you manifest.
No, because I don't. It might be subconscious, but I don't think about that at all. It just tends to. I think it was also the headache and the refrigerator sound. And
well, sounds like a hell of a party, though.
I know.